Lesson number 19, The Anti-Nephi-Lehis, from Primary Manual 4, Book of Mormon. Purpose: to strengthen each child's desire to keep sacred covenants. Preparation. Number 1. Prayerfully study Alma chapters 23 through 24, chapter 26, verses 23 through 33, and chapter 27. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Number 2. Additional reading. Alma chapter 25, verse 1 through chapter 26, verse 22. Number 3. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. Number 4. Materials needed. A. A Book of Mormon for each child. B. For the alternate attention activity, a shallow box or pan, enough salt or sand to pour a thin layer in the box, a marker or crayon, and a rock. C. Picture 4-33, the Anti-Nephi-Lehis bearing their swords. Gospel Art Picture Kit 311, item number 62565. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Show the picture of the Anti-Nephi-Lehis bearing their swords. Ask the children if they would want to bury their weapons if they knew they were in danger of attack. The people of Anti-Nephi-Lehi knew their enemies were planning to kill them, but they had made a solemn covenant with Heavenly Father that they would not fight. Explain that a gospel covenant is a binding agreement or promise between Heavenly Father and His children. Ask the children to listen as you tell the story of the Anti-Nephi-Lehis to discover why they made this covenant and how they kept their promise. Alternate attention activity. Sprinkle the salt or sand on the bottom of the box. With your finger, write the word promise in the salt or sand. Ask the children the following questions. Have you ever made an agreement or promise with someone who broke their part of the promise? Let the children tell how they felt when the promise was broken as you gently blow on the salt or sand to erase the word. What do we call a promise we make with Heavenly Father? A covenant. When did we make promises to Heavenly Father? When we were baptized. Remind the children that a promise should not be made lightly. Emphasize the importance of keeping your word. Write the word covenant on the rock with a marker or crayon. Explain that a gospel covenant is a promise between Heavenly Father and His children. Blow on the rock to demonstrate that the word cannot be easily removed. As we make covenants, we should remember that they are sacred, and we should be determined to keep them. Scripture account. Teach the account of how the Anti-Nephi-Lehis honored their covenants from Alma chapters 23 through 24, chapter 26, verses 23 through 33, and Alma chapter 27. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Use the picture at an appropriate time. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. What were the names of the four sons of Mosiah? Mosiah chapter 27, verse 34. Why did the sons of Mosiah want to preach the gospel among the Lamanites? Mosiah chapter 28, verse 3. Why did the Nephites in Zarahemla laugh when the sons of Mosiah told them of their plans? Alma chapter 26, verses 23 through 25. How were the Lamanites converted to Jesus Christ? Alma chapter 23, verses 5 and 6. How many of these converts remained strong in their faith in Jesus Christ? What can we do to keep our faith in Jesus Christ strong? Why did the Lamanite converts change their name? Alma chapter 23, verses 16 and 17. Later, when these converts moved to the land of Jershon, by what name were they known? Alma chapter 27, verse 26. What name have you made a covenant to take upon yourself? Mosiah chapter 5, verses 7 through 8. Why were the anti-Nephi Lehites determined to never again fight their enemies? Alma chapter 24, verses 10 through 13, and verse 16. What covenant did the anti-Nephi Lehites make with the Lord as they buried their weapons? Alma chapter 24, verses 17 and 18. How committed were the anti-Nephi Lehites to keeping this covenant? Alma chapter 24, verses 19 through 22. What commandments have we covenanted to obey? The word of wisdom, tithing, keeping the Sabbath day holy, and having clean thoughts and actions. What happened to many of the Lamanite warriors when they saw that the people of God would not fight but lay down to be killed? Alma chapter 24, verses 24 through 27. How can our example help others want to join the church? How can our example of keeping our covenants help others want to keep their covenants? What attitude toward their enemies did the anti-Nephi Lehites show by bearing their weapons? Alma chapter 26, verses 32 and 33. Why do you think people who are truly converted to the gospel of Jesus Christ have love and concern for everyone, including their enemies? Why were the anti-Nephi Lehites not afraid to die? Alma chapter 27, verse 28. Why did the king of the anti-Nephi Lehites say he and his people would be slaves to the Nephites? Alma chapter 27, verses 4 through 8. What can we do to become more like the anti-Nephi Lehites in honoring our covenants? Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities any time during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. Number 1. Have an adult role-play the king of the Lamanites as he tells why his people will not take up their swords to fight their brethren. Review the covenant he made as he buried his sword. See Alma chapter 24, verses 6 through 13 and verses 16 through 18. Number 2. Review the 13th article of faith. Ask the children if the people of Ammon lived by these principles. Ask them how living these principles will help us keep our covenants. Number 3. Sing or read the words to I Feel My Savior's Love, Children's Songbook, page 74, or Love One Another, Children's Songbook, page 136. Conclusion. Testimony. Testify that as members of Christ Church, we have made sacred covenants. We must honor our covenants if we want to receive the promised blessings. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Alma chapter 24, verses 6 through 27 at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of lesson number 19, The Anti-Nephi Lehites, from Primary Manual 4, Book of Mormon,